Sometimes you get an interview that's, well, more than just about a movie. It's like a window into how someone's mind works. And you guys know I love that stuff, so today we're diving deep into Future Days and the director, Ryan David.
Yeah, from what I've seen, his ideas on time, reality, filmmaking, it's a whole different ballgame.
Seriously. Like right off the bat, he doesn't just talk about the script. He says the film came from a fever dream.
Oh, I read about that.
3-day fast, magic mushroom hike on Mulholland Drive, the whole nine yards.
And that's not just him trying to be out there, you know? When you look at the movie, all those themes of blurred realities and like altered states of mind, it's almost like his creative process is part of the story itself.
He even quotes that philosopher, Wittgenstein. Our life is a dream, but we wake up sometimes just enough to know that we are dreaming. Something like that.
So very David. He's not shy about going big picture, pulling in those philosophical ideas to really dig into what it means to be human.
And time, especially how we experience it, is a huge part of Future Days.
It's like he's asking us to reconsider everything we think we know about it.
Exactly. And forget those classic time travel paradoxes you see in, like, Back to the Future.
Yeah.
David's saying time travel might only go one way, forward. He
Huh.
even brings up Kurt Gödel's theories.
Right. Gödel's work suggested time might not be the straight line we think it is.
And David grabs onto that idea and runs with it. It's fascinating.
He's really exploring this idea that the future, in a way, might already be out there.
Okay, get ready for this. He uses this term, quantum-induced universe bifurcation.
Had to look that one up myself.
Me too.
Big words, but.
But a really cool concept when you break it down.
Exactly. What he's saying is every decision we make, every little choice, it could split the universe. Each choice creating a whole new timeline, branching off from where we were.
So think about it. You're walking down the street deciding whether to turn left or right. David's saying both versions of you, turning left and D, turning right, might actually exist, each living out that choice. Wild, right?
It really makes you think twice about those what-if moments we all have, doesn't it? Like maybe those alternate paths aren't just in our heads. Maybe they're actually happening somewhere out there.
And it's not just time travel, right? This whole idea of, fragmented reality, David, connects that to how we live now in the digital age.
Oh, absolutely. He talks about how we're constantly bombarded with information, clicking through tabs, scrolling. Our brains are trying to process everything at once, and it's almost impossible.
Yeah, like our attention is totally fractured. It's funny though, he actually finds inspiration in jazz music, of all things. Says there's a connection to his filmmaking process.
Because of the improvisation?
Exactly. It's like he's embracing the chaos, the unexpected.
And you see that in Future Days, for sure. Those moments where you're
Totally.
not quite sure what's real, what's a dream, it gets under your skin.
Totally.
Yeah.
But then you notice these recurring symbols, these echoes between scenes, and you start to wonder, was that all planned out or just like happy accidents?
It's that mix of chaos and structure, intuition versus logic, that makes it so compelling. And I think it reflects what David believes about reality itself, you know?
How so?
He has this great line. The universe isn't a straight line, he says. It's a swirling, chaotic dance, and we're all just trying to find our rhythm within it.
And that search for rhythm, that struggle to make sense of it all, it seems really personal for him, especially when he says making Future Days saved his life.
Wow, yeah. There's a lot packed into that statement, but it speaks to how personal this film is for him, right? He's not just playing with ideas, he's working through some heavy stuff.
Right. It's like he's taking all those internal struggles, those what ifs, those alternate paths, and putting them out there on screen.
And maybe in doing that, he finds a way to deal with those feelings, to find some peace in the chaos.
Cathartic, almost.
Exactly. And he's inviting the audience to share in that, to think about the fragmented nature of their own lives.
I like that he suggests watching the film twice, actually. The first time, he says, just go with your gut, let your emotions lead the way.
Then, the second time around, you can try to piece it all together, knowing that some things might always remain a mystery.
So it's not like you're supposed to overthink it,
Yeah.
right? It's more about just feeling it.
Yeah, just letting go
Yeah.
and surrendering to the experience. Like, it's okay to feel a little lost, a little uncertain, even.
It's interesting because it's almost like the opposite of how we're taught to think, isn't it? We're supposed to analyze everything, find the right answer, but maybe, just maybe, some questions don't have those clear-cut answers.
Right. Like, what if the beauty is in the mystery itself? What if not knowing is part of the point?
And David's saying, look, by letting go of that need for certainty, by like embracing the unknown, we might actually understand things on a deeper level. It's this intuitive knowing that goes beyond logic.
You can't really put it into words necessarily.
Right. And that's the whole thing with Future Days. He wants you to feel it, not just watch it. It's like he's saying, let it get under your skin.
It's a challenge, definitely. But there's something really freeing about it, too.
Totally. Because you're allowing yourself to be surprised, to be a little uncomfortable, maybe.
And admitting that, hey, we don't have all the answers.
Exactly. So look, if you're diving into Future Days, and I highly recommend you do, go in with an open mind. Don't worry about figuring it all out. Just let it wash over you. Embrace the chaos, the beauty, even the questions that stay with you long after the credits roll.
Because those questions, those are the things that make you think, that make you see the world, and maybe even yourself, in a whole new way.
And isn't that what great art is supposed to do? Make us think, make us feel, and maybe even change the way we see the world.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So there you have it. Future Days.
Yeah.
A film that's as much a conversation starter as it is a cinematic experience. Dive in. Embrace the unknown and let us know what you think. We're always up for a good mind-bending discussion.
Absolutely. Until next time, keep exploring those uncharted territories of film and thought.
And who knows, maybe we'll even find a few new realities along the way.